The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's totally terrific, totally transforming, totally triumphant Tuesday, as we find unity from the Father through the Son and by the Holy Spirit, all for the glory of God Almighty. First up, allow me to share with you the most important rule to use when you are traveling in a car. It's always... It's never... I forget. We're going to talk about forgetting the important things. Next, is it ever okay to promote a lie in order to further your cause? In other words, can our human construction of falsehoods be seen as holy before the Lord? The answer is no and never. And finally, we discuss the deathbed dodge. Too many people think they can just sin away and say sorry at the end of it all, but wait, it appears that is not the truth.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. First and foremost, I'm 30 minutes already warmed up, so you better get ready because we did our first 30 minutes. I thought it was fun. It's just more of the same, folks. Lessons, by the way, today for surviving, living, and prevailing. Kind of a nice idea in general. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Don't forget politics, poly being many, ticks, blood-sucking insects, that'll help you understand things. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Now, you know there's three ways to get in touch with us. There's that classic way you can email us. You can email us at david@hemusincrease.org. That's david@hemusincrease.org. You can text us 214-210-8483. So for those that like to text, I'm just going to make this easy. 214-210-8483. We got to come up with a jingle for that. 214-210-8483. You know, something like that. And then also you can call us 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. That's the one where you call, and as we tell you, as we often tell you, that's when you're calling, and it's just like you're in Acapulco in 1967 before it was bad, and you're sitting out at the Princess Hotel laying on a chaise in the sun getting a suntan, and somebody's bringing you lunch at the pool. That's what it's like if you call and talk to T. Now, when you get the sunburn, that's what it's like when you talk to me. So that's how that works. So you can get a hold of us either by email, you can get a hold of us by texting, or you can get a hold of us by calling. That is for prayer requests, praise reports. That is for sharing a comment. You're welcome to share a comment as long as you keep it cool. It's okay. I understand things are frustrating for a lot of people. We are going to talk about DNA because there is a lot to DNA in. We're also going to do trivia. I do want to start this off by prayer. I just want to pray for Gary, our buddy, and we want to pray for other people. And plus, give thanks for Al and his son Ryan coming home from the hospital. He had a nice picture on Facebook. That was really cool. One of the few things that Facebook is good for. Other than that, it's useless. The bottom line is we just want to do a quick prayer of Thanksgiving and a prayer to pray for everybody who needs some health touch. So if you're listening and you're one of those people and you're thinking, man, I do need a touch. I need a charge. I need a little bit of energy, or I need this to be specifically healed. Hang in there with me and pray with me real quick. Father, we come before you in the precious name of Jesus Christ, because there's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. And in the name of Jesus Christ and in the authority of Jesus Christ, we come before you and we humble ourselves and we pray for grace and for mercy in all of our lives. Now, Gary, our brother, needs healing, and we're asking you to reach out and touch him physically. And there's other people in our community that need healing, and we're asking you to touch them. You know every one of their names, whether it's Ace or anybody else. We're just asking you to reach out and touch them for September and all of the people that are connected to us. And we want to give you thanks and praise for things that happened, like the graciousness you showed in allowing Ryan to get through this process and giving Al grace in that process for his son to come home. And we give you thanks and praise for 1,000 things, Lord, because you've been magnificent for us. You've been fantastic. And while the world can't figure out where to find hope, we set our eyes on you. You are our hope. And we ask you for help in these situations because you are able to. And we can rely on you and the love that you have for us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so we open it up with prayer. That's kind of nice, huh? We should be maybe opening up with more prayer. What do you think of that? You like that? Like that kind of idea?
Yeah, that's really good.
I think that's a good way to go about it. All right, let's hit up on the trivia real quick. This is an easy one because you're thinking, why is it easy? Because it's the first one. So I try to make it easier. So for those that don't know, you can text in on this or you can call in. What chapter in the Bible, you've already done this one, I know, what chapter in the Bible lists the heroes of faith? Straight out. Straightforward. Tell me which one it is. If you know, you can call in or you can text in. Either way, the bottom line is that's the way to go about it. Don't forget, any topic is open for conversation. Why is that? It's because it's not professional radio. I have proven this with 3,000 hours of radio. It is not professional radio, folks. It's just radio. It's crossed between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, I want to talk about DNA. And the reason I want to talk about DNA is because, yes, there's news, and yes, there'll be more news. And some people were very upset because it looks like between the conservatives and the liberals, there's a lot more warfare, a lot more division. One of the things that we mentioned on the show is that that's going to keep happening. I mean, if you think that that divide is going to heal, you're wrong. It's not going to heal. It's going to get worse. It's going to get more specific. And then it's going to get into the divide of those who have faith and those who don't have faith. And the only question is which side you're going to take. Are you going to be one that has faith or one that doesn't have faith? Are you going to be ashamed of Jesus and his words? Or are you not going to be ashamed of Jesus? I don't care how the world portrays it. It means nothing. What means something is that we're faithful to God, to the commission that God gives us, whether the world accepts it or rejects it. And I've heard that argument. Well, more people are going to end up going to hell than going to heaven. That's exactly what Jesus said. Narrow is the path. Few there be that find it. So, yeah, I still want to go to heaven. So I don't really care. How's that for an attitude, right? Let's talk about our DNA. We'll probably have to close this segment out with this DNA because it's so important. Our DNA is what we're built of. It's our building blocks. And you're going to hear news and more news and news upon news. And in the next 2, 3, 4, 6 months, I wouldn't be surprised if the Loch Ness Monster comes down on an alien ship that is carrying a bunch of people like Sasquatch or other people like that. There's going to be all these different things that are going to be coming. I don't care, because Christians have a way to be no matter what it is, whether it's Julius Caesar returns, Babylon explodes, it doesn't matter. We have DNA. It's our building blocks. D, draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
How often should we do that, T?
Daily.
You think we should do that more than once a week?
No, we should do it daily.
Daily. Daily. It's not it's Sunday. Time to be good. Like, what is that? Time to be good as I recover. That's not how that goes, folks. Daily. And that's the D for DNA. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. It doesn't matter how they present it. What matters is what Jesus said. And then people are like, well, we don't know what Jesus said. So wait, let me get this straight. Jesus Christ can be involved in the creation of the universe came through Christ, but the dude can't write a book. Well, people have misinterpreted. Wait, let's just back it up and answer the question. God created the universe, but the dude can't write a book. No. I want you to back up and look at it. God created the universe, but the dude can't write a book. Okay? See how silly that is? So D, draw closer to the Lord daily and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A, always be ready
to serve.
To serve. Not to ignore, but to serve, to be a part of it, to be a part of the kingdom of God, to be involved with. And we think it's great that you guys, and we hope you pray for the people in this community. We really do hope you pray that. But we really want you to get connected to people that you can know and meet and touch. You can do it through here. This is one of the methods, but it's not your church. It's a place of fellowship. That's what it is. And you can enjoy it that way. I want you to. But don't take it where it shouldn't go. Is that fair? All right. Our trivia question that we've asked, pretty straightforward. We're getting answers on text. I want to be careful, and then I'll answer it at the end. Which chapter in the Bible lists the heroes of faith? One after the other after the other. Before we get down to answering that, a couple things I do want to cover. It was Noel's birthday on... what do we got? We got a minute and a half, 2 minutes? Okay. Yeah, I couldn't see your finger because one was behind the thing.
Sorry. I was like,
okay. She's going to, I'm like, does that look like one finger? She's got it behind the little post thing. Anyway, it was her birthday, and it snowed on her birthday. What a wonderful present that was. Number two, Matt Slick. Some people like Matt. Some people don't know, never heard of Matt. He's an apologist. Excellent job in some of the material he's written. He's actually been on the radio for about 16 years, and him and I talked yesterday for the first time on the phone. Turns out that he lived in Escondido, which is where I worked for 10 years, and he's very familiar with Long Beach, which is where Noel was born. We were laughing because, like, how bizarre is that? Now he's in Idaho. He says he loves it. Okay, so anyway, the idea is that he's going to be on the show in about 2 weeks. I do want to let you know school has resumed. For those that are praying for me, keep me in prayer. But I'm a lot more excited about it now because things seem to be right on target. And finally, I did send out the tax receipts. If you didn't get them, you got to check your junk email or email me. Let me know. I'll send it again. And look at them and examine. And if they're wrong, let me know because it's just little old me doing all that stuff. Okay? I'm a man of some talents, not many, and that might not be one of my great talents. All right, which chapter in the Bible lists the heroes of faith? The answer is, do you know the answer by chance? Do you know? No? All right. Hebrews chapter 11 lists all the heroes of faith. All right, take our break, come back. We got a lot going on. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks for listening to David Spoon on KAAM. Bible Trivia is sponsored by Texas Air King, the coolest company in Texas. Trust the AC coach to take care of your heating and cooling needs. Call or visit him online today at texasairking.com.
My next guest has been on the show before with a prior book. I'm very excited to talk to him about this book. I've seen a couple of the interviews that he's done, and this book is a great apologetic book on Christology, and I'm hoping that people will really enjoy this. First and foremost, let's welcome back to our show David Limbaugh. David, how are you doing, sir?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Excellent book, by the way. Big props for writing the True Jesus, Uncovering the Divinity of Christ in the Gospels. I know they give me a list, and I know you know they give a list for us to ask questions, but if you remember from the last time you were on the show, I rarely look at that list.
So, no, that's good. That's
good. Because I like to get from you as the author, you know, kind of where it was going and what you were thinking. So let's just talk about at the core level, you know, for the purpose of writing this book, what was the big goal you were trying to accomplish in writing the True Jesus?
Well, I started out, I wanted to write a primer, a survey, an introduction to the New Testament. And as I got into it, I realized that I could not cover it adequately with sufficient depth. So I asked the publisher, Regnery, if I could narrow the focus to just the Gospels, because the Gospels are where you see the living Son of God, and you encounter him, and you sit at his feet and hear his teachings, and you watch him, and you observe his behavior and his authoritative teaching and his empathy for human beings, and you see his declaration of divinity and why he led the Jewish authorities to want to crucify him, because he was, in fact, claiming to be God, because he is God. And so I want his divinity and his full humanity to jump off the pages of my book. And the book is a compendium of the four Gospels in a consolidated account, not attempting to be a harmony, which you can't totally do, and in a roughly chronological form. The ultimate goal, and with a running commentary, the ultimate goal is I want to inspire people to read the Gospels and the Bible for themselves.
What is the David Spoon Experience? Imagine yourself on a rocket ship racing at 1,000 miles an hour into space. Once there, you can sense the power and the presence of the majestic and the divine. You forget about your troubles and your fears, and you just float in peace without a worry in the world. There are no struggles, no pain, no discomfort. It's soothing, calm, comfortable. But then the show starts, and you realize that none of that stuff has anything to do with the show. What were you thinking? The David Spoon Experience, only for the brave of heart and the bored.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I don't know, T, it doesn't seem like we really missed a beat going in the first half. I mean, does it seem really a lot different, or does it just seem like it was kind of like the same?
It felt real natural.
Yeah, it wasn't, you know, you'll know when it's forced. Well, I'll know when it's forced. I'm not sure you'll know it's forced. But I mean, it's like, that's just like simple. I didn't even do the full teachings that I was going to do in the very first time. I just started getting excited. And I'm excitable. This is why I don't watch sports in the room with my wife. See, this it will explain everything. You guys should really understand this by now. I want to give props out to a couple people from the whole last year being just not just supportive, but texting on a regular basis and so on and so forth. Deb, who's a part of our board, who I really appreciate. She's in Florida. Her and her hubby are in Florida right now, but she listens when she can. She's going to try and listen while she can while she's in Florida. I want to give props out to Eric. And then props out to Joy and Cordy for all the love and the support and the gracefulness that they've given me. And I just greatly appreciate it. It's great stuff to have that. It's great stuff like when Ace calls in. I mean, it's just, you know, you get Werner, anybody else who's calling in and just telling us, you know, that they're in it and they're being blessed by it. And we just – and I never stop praying for you guys, just so you know. It's just every day. So that's I appreciate the brotherhood, the sisterhood that we have in the context of our fellowship as Christians. It's great stuff. Okay, that all said, let's not forget two things. One, that Texas Air King doing a really nice job. We almost needed them today. We turned the – every once in a while – all right, I'm going to confess – this is all right. Poor T. She doesn't know where it's going. Neither do I. Every once in a while, Noelle and I do a weird thing. When it's really cold, we turn the heater off at night. Okay? Now, we don't get all weird. I mean, we do that so that it's super cold in bed so that we, like, snuggle more because there's more heat when you do that. Okay? So it's like one of those kind of – but the problem with doing that is if your heater, which ours did today, takes extra long to turn back on – so I guess we will be calling Coach, I guess, in that sense. And so we got up, and it was cold. It was pretty cold in the house. And then you turn the heater on, and usually it takes, like, I don't know, a minute and a half. So 6.5 minutes later, when it wasn't turning on, we were getting quite concerned about how that morning was going to go. Now, eventually it did turn on, but we'll have to have somebody look at it. It's going to be Texas Air King because they're going to take care of us. And the bottom line is, even if I'm just going to have them examine it, that point is just to do that, just to make sure that somebody who knows what they're doing takes care of it. These are the people that I'm going to entrust my house to, my heater to, my air to. These are people that are helping support the show. I like that. And I think we should be praying for them. And if you have any needs, contact Coach, and he'll help you out. That just seems fair. Let's go ahead and play their clip.
Up next is Bible Trivia, sponsored by Texas Air King, the coolest company in Texas. Make sure your home is comfortable in any weather and contact the AC coach today. Call or visit him online at TexasAirKing.com.
There you go, TexasAirKing.com, 214-884-COLD, as it was this morning, cold. All right, here you go, ready? All right, what person in the Bible stood and preached on Mars Hill? People are like going, what, there's a Mars Hill in the Bible? Yes. What person stood on and preached, reasoned, discussed, evangelized on Mars Hill? That's the question. I'm going to leave it right there. If you can know the answer, reach out to us and let us know. In the meantime, don't forget about our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, so keeping that real simple, for those that want to send a check, by the way, instead of doing it through online, you can just send something to KAAM 770, the station here. Attention, David Spoon. If you're going to do a check, make it out to HMIM, which stands for He Must Increase Ministry, unless you want to write the whole thing out. You're welcome to do that. But don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org. We are at the 12th, and we're a little behind, which is fine. But because we know that the Lord, by grace, the Lord has always pulled us through, and we just believe He's going to do that again. All right, do we have somebody calling on the trivia question? Okay. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Pretty good.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. Nice to hear your voice. Okay, this is a pretty interesting trivia question. We had somebody in the Bible stood on Mars Hill and preached and explained and proclaimed, and there's a lot of different words you could probably throw in there. Who was that person who did that, Mary?
Paul the Apostle.
That is correct, Mary! That is right. Acts chapter 17, verse 22. Paul the Apostle on Mars Hill, a place well known for many other theories and many other religious beliefs. And what's really funny is instead of saying to all of them, you're all a bunch of bad people and you're all going to hell, he took an open door saying, hey, you got this one monument? I'm going to tell you all about where this monument should be heading to. And then just use that as an opening for the gospel. What a great way to communicate the truth. Instead of just bashing them, he used that opportunity and communicated to them, and many people got saved. It was great. Excellent job, Mary. You are so on top
well,
of it.
Oh, thank you.
Excellent job. And thank you. Well, go
yeah,
ahead.
Well,
go ahead.
I tuned in yesterday, you know, and it was basketball.
Yes, whenever SMU plays.
And I was looking forward to our first day, which is today.
Yes,
and I thought
right.
It was going to be yesterday, but instead it was basketball.
That's right. Excellent.
Anyway,
thank you for saying that, though. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Lord bless you, too. All righty. Bye-bye.
Ah, she's such a delight. All right, so did we cover everything? We did the website. We did this. I think it's going pretty good. What do you think?
It's going good.
Yeah. I'm more concerned that it gets drainy for you because I can talk forever. This is like how I am at home. And Noelle, after so many years, is just like turns the volume off. So you can't do that for – I feel bad for you sometimes. All right. Let's talk about this one thing. I want to be really careful, and I'm going to say this on purpose because you're not going to believe what I'm going to cover right now. And some of you are going to go, I can't believe he's covering that, but I'm covering it. So love you anyway, and just remember that. Let's understand that with the political unrest that's taking place, there are people that are taking positions and sides. I got it? Okay? Everybody understands that. There's not a lot. I will say this real, I think, without even a reservation. Not a lot of Christians who are really supportive of people that are, like, pro-abortion. It's not a common thing. It's a much less common thing, and I think people can understand that, that we believe that life begins in at conception. At a minimum, if that was wrong, I don't believe that's wrong. I believe Scripture is clear on that. But even if you went from a scientific point of view, life, the life of the baby, blood enters the baby at day 20, and one of the things that's just impossible to escape is that God gets very upset about innocent blood being shed. So there's no, you know, there's not a lot of room there. I'm just like, no. And so then you got politics, and people are taking a side, and people are taking another side. And for the most part, I think probably about 90% of the people listening to the show are going to be conservative, Christian, much more Republican, maybe politically involved, maybe not politically involved. I don't know. I think that is an individual call. I strongly disagree with people who say it must be this or it must be this. It must be what the Lord tells the person it must be. It must be a consciousness between the person and God. That is what Scripture makes clear, especially in Romans chapter 12. One of the things, though, that has come up, and that is just not okie dokie, is this idea that any side politically can justify their actions by doing other actions that are sinful. In other words, people believe that it's okay to tell a lie if it gets to the place you're trying to get people to get there, okay? And that, and to say it differently, is a lie justified to get desired results, whether they're political or otherwise, all right? And I just want to give you God's answer. What I think means nothing. What you think actually means nothing. What God says means something. And this is what God says about stuff like that. Romans chapter 3, verse 7 through 8. Someone might argue, if my falsehood enhances God's truthfulness and so increases his glory, why am I still condemned as a sinner? The argument that Paul's making in Romans 3 is he's saying, if I lie and it's promoting God, how can that be bad? Now, this is not a political issue. This is the highest issue there is in the land. And here's what Paul's response is. Why not say, as we are being slanderously reported as saying, and as some of us claim that we say, let us do evil that good may result. Their condemnation is deserved. God's response is condemnation for those that use falsehoods to try and enhance truths. The answer is it is not okay, not now, and not ever, to use evil to produce good. God says no regarding him, let alone anything else. That's the answer. Is that pretty simple? I think it's pretty straightforward. I think so. All right, you can take our break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Just as I am, he reached down and saved me. But I want to get this specific scripture, and it's really important. It's Romans chapter 4, verse 18 through 21. It says this, against all hope, Abraham, in hope, believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it was said, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. Hey, it was not an impossibility. God gave him a promise when he was 75. It didn't get to fulfilled until he was 100. 25 years between promise and fulfillment, God made sure he was good and dead before the promise came about, so that when Isaac was born, everybody knew, it's amazing, it's a miracle. Exactly. And it wasn't that Abraham didn't know he was old. He faced the fact that his body was as good as dead since he was about 100 years old, 99 before the conception took place, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Verse 20, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God. being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised. It doesn't say that Abraham went through this and turned around and yelled at God and complained. He gave glory to God. He knew God could do this. And he believed that the promise that God had given him was important. And he held on to that, even though facing the fact the circumstance was completely wiped out. Guess what? God showed up. I'm telling you right now, you can tell me all you want about circumstances and situations and your feelings and your processes, but I am telling you, when God shows up, according to Scripture and according to testimony, to the law and to the testimony, the Scripture says, to the prophets and to the testimony, here's what you got to be aware of. When God shows up, changes everything. And you're thinking, well, will that happen for Easton Scott? I hope so. But guess what? If my daughter spends her whole life believing, and Easton's whole life believing, that God can step in and this can change and that may yet happen, she's not done a bad thing. She's raised a child with this gracious hope. If God decides not to do that, instead of complaining about it, it's about giving glory to God, believing that he knows what is in our best interest, even when we don't understand. And yes, I get it. There are tough things. I went through a myriad of tough things, and I'm surprised. First of all, I'm surprised that I'm still alive. Second of all, I'm surprised that the Lord brought me through any of them. I don't deserve it. I'm not worthy of it. But he did it anyway. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Boy, that clip was a good clip. That prior, we got a bunch of these that you guys have not heard. I think I gave Jennifer like, I don't know, there's like 40 of them. And then I'm going to produce another 30 or 40 of them. So we try and keep it interesting. I don't want you to hear the same thing over and over again, but you will, you know. Although I am thinking, I would tell you right now, T, she should play, we should probably should play the one about giving somewhere between the, I think you should play that every day. I mean, I just think there's no way around that. That'll take down a lot of different things that she has to come up with. I'm going to have to tell her that. Okay, what am I doing? Where am I? What planet is this? We are going to do our trivia. Let's do our trivia, but first let's do the website real quickly. Let's not forget hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, and if you go to the website, hemustincrease.org, I do have kind of a new beginning thing in there, and I'll be adding stuff in. Keep in mind, as the new school is starting and the new show time, the extra 30 minutes, it could take me a little time to adjust. So I'd give myself a little bit of space there. I'm going to give myself a little bit of space, I should just tell you, to figure out how to do some of that stuff. Here we go. Not a difficult question, something we have asked before. Want to just get everybody on the same page, give it a little easier opportunity. What are the names of the two men who had a sharp argument over John Mark? A sharp argument over John Mark. Who are the two people that were involved? Text in 214-210-8483, or you can call in at 972-445-0770. Let's do a little bit of history.
Let's go living in the past. Let's go living in the past.
Joy and Cordy on fire today, just to let you know. All right, today is National Pharmacist Day, which I think is relatively important because some of us need our medicine. Some need medicine more than others, like me. It's also National Hot Tea Day, something I don't confess very often, but Noelle and I have been drinking hot tea at night every night for 15 years, I think. We drink hot tea. Unfortunately, you know, I had a couple of chocolate chips in the tea. Okay. All right. Don't get mad at me. It's also Curried Chicken Day. I actually am a fan of curried chicken. I do like the different kind of spices. So we got somebody on hold. I'm going to get to them in a second, but I want to finish up the rest of the history because this one is a classic. First of all, Batman, the TV series, the original series, when Batman was cool in 1966, debuted. You guys probably remember, some of you who are older like I am, Burgess Meredith, Cesar Romero, Julie Newmar, Eartha Kitt, Roddy McDowall, Art Carney, Shelley Winters, Vincent Price, Milton Berle, Zsa Zsa Gabor. They were all on that show. It was just so great, right? That's great stuff. And then the last thing, and then we'll get to our caller, and this is one of the funniest things, and if you understand sports at all, you will understand how funny this is. In 1980, on this day, this is the day where the statement came out, nobody beats Vitas Gerulaitis 17 times in a row. After losing 16 matches to Jimmy Connors in a row, Vitas Gerulaitis was a professional tennis player. Finally won a match. Commenting on the win, he said, and let that be a lesson to you all. Nobody beats Vitas Gerulaitis 17 times in a row. Isn't that funny? That's pretty funny. All right, got a caller for the trivia question. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, I'm David. This is Joy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fantastic, Joy. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing so blessed. I love your new longer format. I think it's going to be a smash hit.
So, I so appreciate
way to go.
That. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I do think I have the answer to the trivia.
Okay.
I
you fire away. Let's see. These are the two men that had a sharp disagreement over John Mark.
Yes, I believe the Apostle Paul and Barnabas.
That is correct, Joy!
Thank you.
Excellent job. Excellent job.
Thank you. Thank you. Can I say something real quick?
Yes, of course you can.
You know what? First of all, happy birthday, Noel.
Very nice.
And I do pray for our audience. I love that you prayed for Gary. And I feel like we're in such a community. You know, I discovered your show about a year ago. And I tell you what, the pandemic has been a blessing in that it has helped me to feel free to text in and feel very connected to your show. So that's a blessing. Even my own church has had an increase in online salvations and viewership. So just know you are making such an impact. And, you know, maybe we don't always know who or how many are listening, but this extra half hour, I feel, is going to be an incredible blessing to your ministry, David. So keep it up.
Yes, ma'am. Excellent job, by the way. Thank you so much for sharing that
Thank
with everybody.
You. Have a good one.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Excellent. That's just so encouraging, right? Isn't that encouraging? That's the way you got to, that's how it's got to go right there. I mean, that's it. And by the way, for those that were trying that trivia question, just listen to this. So Paul and Barnabas, they have this argument over John Mark. Now, keep in mind, if you're God, okay, let me rephrase it, knowing what's going to happen, God's sitting there, and they're arguing with one another, right? And they have a sharp disagreement, and Paul goes in one direction, and Barnabas goes in the other. And John Mark, who was in it, and then he came out of it, and then he went back in it. That's the same John Mark who wrote the gospel, Mark. So you just see God going, dude's going to write a gospel. Dude's going to write a gospel. Everybody calm down. It's like. And then one of the things I want to say that Joy just said that's amazing, and most people are not even discussing it. Certainly they'll never talk about this on the news. But since the COVID-19 process has taken place, there have been more online salvations worldwide than ever before in any previous year. In 2020, there were more online salvations and commitments to Christ that have ever happened. It's like, okay. See, I know. We think we know it all. Maybe not so much, right? Maybe not so much. Okay. All right. Let me do this real quickly. the last segment's going to be kind of a tougher segment, so I'm going to do this one from Ray because I love Ray, and I love his stuff. And by the way, there's a piece of paper that's slipping on the other side, just in case you need it, T, on the other side of that little thing. I don't know what it is. You don't need it, but, I mean, if you need it. That's all. All right. Okay. This is called Living on the Vine. I loved it, so I'm going to repeat it. All right. I am the true vine. This is from Ray Bentley, Pastor Ray, from his book This Day, which you can always get directly on our show. We have somebody who wants to call in, or I'm just talking. All right, you're good. All right. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Abide in me, and I in you, and as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in V. All right, we'll take that call in just a sec, okay? All right. We're almost 1 week into the new year, and we've had time to reflect on what God wants for us this year. As I prayed, waiting on the Lord, he whispered, presence, my presence. He wants us to live in his presence, to draw closer to him in deep personal relationship, experiencing his presence. The presence of God can be a bit scary, can't it? It reminds me of the story of Aslan in the Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis. Boy, didn't I do a great job ruining that name? Aslan, the lion, is the allegoric figure representing Christ. One of the main characters, Lucy, asks Mr. Beaver about Aslan. Then he isn't safe. Safe, said Mrs. Beaver. Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe. But he's good. He's the king, I tell you. No, God is not always safe. This is what Ray wrote. Listen to me. This is an excellent line. No, God is not always safe. He doesn't allow us to remain as we are. He challenges us to grow and stretch and deal with problems head on. He's not safe the way we define safe. He takes us places we're not sure we want to go. But as Ms. Beaver said, he's good. We can trust him. We can abandon our fears and pursue intimacy with our Heavenly Father because we can trust in his goodness. Safe? Not the way you understand it. Good? Yes, the way you understand it. See that? All right. Do I want to take this call? Okay, here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
David?
Yes.
I have a comment, okay?
Okay.
This is about Barnabas and Paul. Now, I just want to say I think it was God's will for Paul and Barnabas to have this discussion because now, see, Barnabas went ahead and took, I think John Mark was his cousin, wasn't
correct.
It?
That is correct. And he went with him, correct.
Okay. So I think the Lord wanted Paul to take Silas, and I think it was probably very good for Silas, and you know he was in prison with Paul.
That's correct.
And then, remember when they started singing at midnight?
Yep.
I always felt like maybe Silas learned a lot from Paul.
I think you're right.
Probably strengthened his faith in the Lord, especially that night when they were in prison.
I think you're 100% correct. I think that is exactly how we should look at it, that the Lord allowed that split, even though it looks to us like it was disastrous in its face or on the surface. You had Barnabas going with John Mark, and that training helped John Mark to write the gospel, and then you had Paul with Silas, who was training Silas and preparing him for a higher position in the church. So
right. That's
exactly correct. God utilized that, knowing that would happen ahead of time.
Yes.
Exactly.
Alrighty.
Mary. Excellent,
bye.
Excellent observation. Thank you, Mary. Good job. Good work. All right. Mary did a good job there. See, that's a good point to bring up. If you ever hear something and you think of something like that, share it. We don't mind. We'll talk to you. We love that because that's how God is. He takes something and you think, oh, this looks yucky, and he goes, watch. That's what's cool about God. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. When we come back,
what is the David Spoon Experience?
That a joyful heart makes like medicine. If you got a better joke than these, you can call and tell me, but it's got to be a better joke. How do groups of angels greet each other? Ready for this one? Halo, halo, halo. Come on, like halo. Come on. You don't like that one? Oh, come on. Which servant of God was the most flagrant lawbreaker in the Bible? Moses. He broke all 10 commandments at once. See, because he threw down the tent. Where was Solomon's temple located? Do you know that one? On the side of his head. What? That's a legend. How does Moses make his coffee? He brews it. Okay. How do we know that there were automobiles in Jesus' time? Do you know this one? It's an old one. It's very simple. Because the Bible says that all the disciples went out and were in one accord. Okay. All right. Did you hear about the dial-up prayer service they have for atheists now? Did you hear about that? You dial the number, it rings and rings and rings, and nobody answers.
Spoon!
Okay. Somebody's going to dislike this one, but this is silly, so just relax. Take a deep breath. Are you into life so serious? I mean, are you not just sick of everything that's going around? Take a deep breath and think about this. Who are Gumby's favorite Bible characters? That's right. That's right. I said Gumby. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Abednego. Thank you very much. Who was the smartest man in the Bible? Smartest man in the Bible. Abraham, because he knew a lot. Come on. That's good. All right. Here, we'll get to the best ones, and then we'll quit. On the ark, Noah got milk from the cows. What did he get from the ducks? Quackers. All right, that's not that good. What animal could Noah not trust? You should know this. I've told you this before. What is it? What animal could Noah not trust?
A lion.
No, the cheetah. The cheetah. Which Bible character had no parents? Joshua, son of Nun. There you go. See, because it's N-U-N. Oh, welcome back to the Nut House, to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Right now, I'm kind of leaning on Gary's definition of what the show is like. Different. That's right now. That's really standing out for me. What do we need to do? We got a lot to do. Let's do our trivia. Let's do that because this portion I'm going to teach on is going to really irritate some people. But it's not that I don't love people. It's just I didn't write this. Okay, I'm just reading it. So you're going to get mad at me. Let's do our trivia and then we'll do our website. Okay. Trivia. When the Roman soldier pierced Jesus in the side with a spear, what came out? Okay, remember? On the side? What came out? All right, if you know that, you can call in 972-445-0770. You can text in 214-210-8483. Like Joy said, you can do it and then not feel like you didn't have to like talk on the phone or anything like that. You're welcome to do that. Do not forget about our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Okay, now it's amazing that I got back to the microphone because my piece of paper fell on the ground and I had to duck and get it. And at that exact same time, somebody called. You should see what's going on here. It's like a smorgasbord of activity. But it's fun. It's fun. That's what we love. We love doing it. We love doing kingdom stuff. So that's the question that's out there. Roman soldier pierced Jesus in the side with a spear. What came out? And we have somebody who's answering. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Mary.
Hi, Mary. Oh, you're just on a roll. All right. What came out, Mary? What came out of the side of Jesus?
Blood and water.
That is correct. Blood and water. Excellent job.
Yeah, they had some hand. I was trying to think about him, about fountain.
Yeah, that's
well, anyway, I can't think of it. But there's been a couple of hymns written that pertain to the blood and water coming out of the side of our Lord when he was pierced with that
That's right. That reference is John 19:34, for those who want to look it up. That's a good thing to look up so people can catch that. Excellent job.
Okay.
Good job, Mary.
I was trying to think of the hymn. And there's been a couple of hymns that have been written that talk about the fountain.
Well, you can do the nothing but the blood, but that's really not the blood and water. So I mean, that's but nothing but the blood of Jesus. I mean, that's a classic. But yeah, that's yeah.
Oh, isn't there one about a fountain? Maybe somebody will call in and let us know.
All right, somebody who knows what that hymn is, call in and tell T, because I don't know what it is. Hymnology is not my strength, I'm going to tell you right now. Not one of my PowerPoints. I mean, that's I did take a class, but they didn't go into enough depth. So, but that's a good point. Excellent job, though, Mary. Excellent job answering the trivia question.
Okay.
All right, God bless.
All right, thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, Mary, doing really good today. She's just really on fire, right? If you guys know what that hymn is that she's talking about, you can call in. Just tell T, and then she'll tell me. I'm going to get into this teaching because some people have never heard this, and I'm going to be really nice about it, but I'm just telling you the truth. Remember, I told you it's always good to hear truth, and sometimes if you hear truth that's hard but hear it in a softer way, sometimes you can take it in a little better, like a spoonful of medicine, a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. So here, let me say this. For those that think that they can do a deathbed dodge, no, you can't. All right, here we go. This is out of the passages in Hebrews, and as many of you know, there are critical passages in this portion, and I want to make sure. Boy, I better make sure I got the right reference. But here it is in Hebrews chapter 12, and we're going to look at verse 14. Pursue peace with everyone and holiness. Without it, no one will see the Lord. Make sure that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no root of bitterness springs up, causing trouble and defiling many. And make sure there isn't any immoral or irreverent person. Get ready. Like Esau, who sold his birthright in exchange for a single meal. Now, I want you to stop right here and think. Okay, the author is talking about roots of bitterness causing trouble, right? He's talking about the context is pursuing peace with everyone. And the context is not to fall short of the grace of God. In this particular case, it's more with people than it is salvation, because he's saying, don't let any root of bitterness be in you. Don't be short of the grace of God and how you engage with one another. So remember, God gave you grace. Have that same kind of grace that the Lord's given you. Make sure there isn't any immorality or irreverent person. And then he pulls down an example, and I want you to catch what he says. Like Esau, who sold his birthright in exchange for a single meal. For those that don't understand what that means, that's momentary flesh fix, the MFF. Momentary flesh fix. What that means is this. Esau thought he could solve his problems by selling his birthright to get a meal. It was a momentary fix, and it wouldn't work. It would only satisfy him for a moment. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 17, it says, for you know that later he wanted to inherit the blessing. So first he sells his meal because he's hungry and he wants to get food, and he sells his birthright. He doesn't consider it important to have a birthright. Okay? Number two. Later he wanted to inherit the blessing of that birthright that he sold. He sold his meal, sold his birthright for a meal, and then later he's like, but I really want that. And even though he sought it with tears, which means it was genuinely pursuing, he couldn't find any opportunity for repentance. In other words, God did not give him the space to find true repentance because he had already rejected his birthright. And God said, nope, not happening. And there's people that think that they're going to die. They're going to get right up to death. And at the last minute, they're going to go, sorry, God. I'm sorry for everything. Please forgive me. Now I just want to come into your glory. And they think that they're going to get the space to repent and it's going to be genuine. And they're even going to seek it with tears. And the answer is going to be, nope. You rejected me. I'm rejecting your opportunity. And you think, well, that how is that? That doesn't seem fair. Oh, it's fair. God gives people the opportunity to say yes to him 1,000 times throughout their lifetime, and people think that they're going to spend their entire life sinning, 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 rejecting, rejecting, rejecting God, saying no, saying no, saying no. And in the last 30 seconds, they're going to try and pull off what the guy on the cross did next to Jesus by saying, Lord, forgive me, which was a completely different circumstance, and that guy had not met Jesus before, and that was the first time he had heard it that we're aware of, and he said yes to Jesus Christ. Certainly he recognized Jesus Christ, but look at Esau. Esau tried to get that privilege, but he couldn't because God would not give him the opportunity for true repentance because he had rejected the grace all the way through. And in Esau's case, he sold his birthright for a meal, for to fix his flesh. He ignored the grace God had given him. And then when it came time and he wanted to find it, even though he sought it genuinely with tears, God said, no, no opportunity. In fact, the English Standard Version says it even more thoroughly direct. God would not let him repent. And people that think they're just going to pull it off at the end on the deathbed, not going to happen. You reject the grace of God. You reject Jesus Christ. You reject him and reject him and reject him. And when that moment comes, God will say, no, no opportunity for you. And you think, well, how can that be? I didn't write it. I'll just read it. Like Esau, who sold his birthright in exchange for a single meal. For you know that later he wanted to inherit the blessing. But he was rejected, even though he sought it with tears, because he didn't find any opportunity for repentance. No space from God. So he couldn't get there. Get it? No space from God, so he could not get there. No, the deathbed dodge will not work. I'm sorry. If God knocks on your door, say yes right now while you still have the opportunity. I still love you. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 23-hour break, then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.